Hello and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. We have two decent quality events this week. On the European Tour, we have the Open de España. And on the PGA Tour, we have the Wells Fargo Championship that's being played at Quail Hollow featuring Rory McIlroy. Okay, as ever, 10 minutes to get through our coverage on Golf Betting System. Naturally, let's start with the Spanish Open, the Open de España. I'm going to take you through Paul Williams's predictor model for the week, his published predictor model. Here's the top 10. Ross Fisher at 10, 50 to 1 with Paddy Power. 9 is Alvaro Quiroz, 90 to 1 with Bet365. 8 is Tommy Fleetwood, 25 to 1 with Paddy Power. 7, Victor Dubuisson, 33 to 1 with William Hill. 6 is Gregory Bordy, 40 to 1 with William Hill. 5, Emiliano Grillo, 25 to 1 with William Hill. 4 is Romain Wattel, 28 to 1 with Bet365. 3 is Francesco Molinari, 35 to 1 with Skybet. 2, Thomas Akin, 28 to 1 with BetVictor. And number 1, Sergio Garcia, 5 to 1 with Skybet. Okay, of course, the full betting preview from Paul Williams is available at Golf Betting System. Do not hesitate on coming to the website. Now, let's give you an overview. Obviously, the Spanish Open, it tours around various different courses in Spain. It's their national open. But this year, it actually visits the Real Club de Golf El Prat, just outside of Barcelona. This is the course that hosted the 2011 Spanish Open, the one that Thomas Akin won. Okay, the course itself, it's a Greg Norman design, it's technical, it's a par 72, 7,298 yards, and it has bent grass greens that run to 11 on the stimp. Now, 11 on the stimp on the European Tour is particularly fast. Okay, the course in 2011 actually played to 73.48 as a course average. So you can tell it's a tough golf course. Now, that's interesting in itself, as in, if you actually look at the four winning scores over the last four Spanish Opens, you'll find that the 10 under, which Thomas Akin shot, was actually the lowest of those Open to Spaniards in the last 4 years. It's a tough, tough tournament. There's no doubt about that. It will not be a birdie fest. It really will be technical golf. So I'll just run you through those scores in the last 4 years. -8, -5 and -4, following on from the -10 at this golf course back in 2011. So you can tell they really make these Spanish Opens a very, very testing exercise. Okay, Paul is running with the following players this week. He's going Thomas Akin, 1.5 points each way, 28 to 1 with Betfred. At the end of the day, it's difficult to go against someone that's ranked number 2 in the actual predictor model and a winner on this course back in 2011. Akin, a really good shout. He actually topped greens in regulation back in Doral at the World Golf Championship a few months ago. He's playing brilliantly from tee to green, and he obviously got a decent result last week in Mauritius, where he finished fourth. So Thomas Akin, 1.5 points each way, 28 to 1 with Betfred. Next up is local lad Pablo Larrazabal, 1.5 points each way at 30 to 1 with Bet365. Local lad, Spaniard of course, a real talent. 3 European Tour victories to his name in France, Germany, where he beat Sergio Garcia in a playoff, and also Abu Dhabi. You might remember Abu Dhabi, where he held off Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson by a shot. Larrazabal, a real talented player, been playing well this season, tee to green, third in Morocco at the end of the March. So could turn that course experience into a major step forward in his career. His fourth European Tour victory and his home at home. His own home open would be a massive step forward for Pablo. 1.5 points each way at 30 to 1 with Bet365. Next up, Byung-Hun Ahn at a point each way at 55 to 1 with Stan James. And also Matteo Manassero, a point each way at 66 to 1 with Ball Sports. And a fantastic ball striker. Really should like this golf course. A good backable price, mid-range. And Matteo Manassero coming out of the depths of a real slump in his career, couple of top 20 results recently. But in, more interestingly than that, he's actually started to stripe his irons, which has always been his strength. He was 8th for GIR in Morocco, 29th in Shenzhen, and then where he's actually 4th for GIR. So he's actually coming back to the party. He was 2nd in GIR at the Volvo China Open. The putter warms a little. Manasero will be right in the mix. So a point each way at 66 to 1. And is a point each way at 55 to 1 with Stan Jones and Ball Sports, respectively. Two longer shots, Matt Fitzpatrick. Half a point each way, 125 to 1 with Coral, and Mark Foster, half a point each way, 200 to 1 with Coral. So that's Foster, Fitzpatrick, Manasero, Anne, Larrazabal, and Thomas Akin. Of course, Golf Betting System or Golf Betting Tips in the search engine of your choice. You will find us. You can run through Paul's full betting preview. Across to the United States, Carolina, North Carolina, Quail Hollow. An absolutely beautiful golf course, a real classical design. Going to host the 27 PGA Championship, 2017 PGA Championship, and also the 2021 President's Cup. Players love this golf course. Take you through my published predictor model. Top 10, Ryan Moore, 40 to 1 with William Hill. Jason Gore, 300 to 1 with Stan James. That's six places each way with Stan James this week. Eight is Phil Mickelson, 25 to 1. 22 to 1 now on Mickelson, or sorry, you can get 25s only at BetVictor. He's 22s elsewhere, but BetVictor 25 to 1. 7 is Charles Schwartzel, or 80 to 1 with BetVictor. 6, Webb Simpson, 66 to 1 with Sky Bet. Top 5, Hideki Matsuyama, 25 to 1 with Coral. Justin Thomas, 50 to 1 with Stan James. You can also grab Henrik Stenson, 20 to 1 with Sky Bet at 3. 2 is Adam Scott, 33 to 1 with William Hill. And number one is Rory McIlroy, 7-2 with 888 Sports. Now, Rory McIlroy, you may know that 888 Sport, if you open up a new account with them, you can get triple the odds. That's available via Golf Betting System. You can actually get triple the odds on your first bet, which could be any player in this field, but that really does make someone like Henrik Stenson at 20-1, tempting at 60-1. Matsuyama, 25-1, becomes 75-1. Phil Mickelson at 22-1 with 888 Sport becomes 66 to 1. You can see where I'm heading with this. Rory McIlroy, 7-2 shot with 888 Sport. He's going to be in a mix, undoubtedly. I think anyone that does beat him is going to have to beat him on a head-to-head basis going down the stretch. So 7-2 with 888 Sport. You can triple his odds if you open up a new account with them via Golf Betting System. Okay, my tips for the week. It's a really long classical golf course. Accuracy off the tee isn't really a factor here, but power certainly is. A high ball flight. A couple of players that crossed my mind, but I didn't tip them in the end. You can't tip them all. Gary Woodland, who finished 2nd at the World Match Play a couple of weeks ago. This course will really suit his eye. He was 17th here last year. And another player that really does hit the ball a long way, likes classical golf courses, and can win, South African Rory Sabatini. Who I think you can still grab a little bit of 90 to 1 about. I think he's 80 to 1 elsewhere generally. So Rory Sabatini and Gary Woodland, really good shouts. But I'm going for the following players. Phil Mickelson, I'm going 1.5 points each way at 25 to 1 with BetVictor. Louis Oosthuizen, a point each way at 45 to 1 with Betfred. The young, precocious talent that is Justin Thomas, a point each way at 50 to 1 with Stan James, six places each way. Sean O'Hare, winner here in 2009, a point each way at 60 to 1 with Stan James on O'Hare. And I'm also going half a point each way at 200 to 1 with Betfred. A little bit of DA points action. Again, he was runner up in 2012, where he was in a playoff with Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler, who got the job done. So DA points. We're also going Sean O'Hare, Justin Thomas, Louis Oosthuizen, and Phil Mickelson. Okay, thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. I'll see you again next week, where we're actually heading off to Wentworth for the BMW PGA Championship. Goodbye.